The first reading today, we hear from the Book of Wisdom about the just man, who obviously is Joseph, back in the time of Egypt. But what is important for us to hear in this reading, first of all, is the point of everything that God was doing with him and what Joseph himself was doing. But the Book of Wisdom says that all these things happened that he might recognize that devotion to God is mightier than all else. Devotion to God is mightier than all else. So we have to ask ourselves a couple of things. First of all, as we hear about Joseph and the way that he is presented here, he is called the Just One. Can we say that of ourselves? I'm not saying have we ever sinned. Obviously, we know that. The question that we have to ask is, am I really striving to live a holy life? Am I really striving to do the will of God? That's what it really comes down to. It's not just being a nice person. There are pagans that are nice people. There are pagans who are ethical. And I've dealt with people who are not Christian at all. And I'll tell you what, they have more virtue than a lot of people who come to church on Sundays. And so we really have to look at this ourselves and ask that question. Am I striving to be just? I remember when this translation into English, which they usually translate as just, the word that's actually there is righteous. Are we striving to be righteous? Because if we're trying to be, then we have all of the same guarantees that we hear about Joseph. We need to be so careful not to fall into the trap that these Christian people who aren't Catholic fall into a lot. And that is that as long as you believe in Jesus, you won't have any problems. As long as you believe in Jesus, everything is going to be easy for you. That is an absolute lie. It goes against absolutely everything that is in Scripture. But it's a whole lot easier to believe than the truth. So again, let's look at exactly what we hear is said about Joseph. Okay, so he prospered him in his labors, stood by him against the greed of his defrauders, preserved him from his foes, secured him against ambush, gave him the prize for his stern struggle, went down with him into the dungeon, didn't desert him. Yeah, Joseph had an easy life, didn't he? Because he was a just man. Piece of cake. He was serving God, so nothing ever went wrong for poor Joseph. Wrong. But what is important is to hear the words that were spoken about what happened when Joseph was thrown into prison. God went with him into the dungeon. God did not abandon him. And that is the point, the counterpoint of what we were just talking about. Number one, are we striving to live a righteous life, a truly righteous life, not just going through the motions, not just looking holy, being holy, knowing that nothing is greater than devotion to God? Are we living that? So that's our part. Now we hear that God does not abandon us. Now you hear all those other points. There were defrauders, there were foes, there were all these different things that happened to Joseph. God allows those things as a test. It's one thing again to say that I'm trying to live a righteous life. It's another to do it. And we find out just how righteous we really are when we're tested. So God allows these difficulties to happen. Not because he needs to know how much we love him, but because we need to know. We can give them all the lip service that we want, but we don't really know until we're tested. And then if we pass one little test, heal up the ante. Say, okay, let's see now if you love this much. And if we pass that one, he'll go, okay, let's bump it up again, see if you love this much. And it's continually growing. But as we continue forward, that point that we heard about Joseph in the dungeon is a point that we absolutely need to have embedded in our minds and in our hearts. God did not abandon him when he went into the dungeon. God is not going to abandon us either. It's going to look like it. The churches are going to be shut down. The church is going to be destroyed. All the beautiful things that are out there in the Catholic world, they're going to be gone. Gone. It looks, will look, like God has abandoned us. All the horrible things that'll be happening. Where is God? God's right there with you. So the real question comes the other way. Are we with him? Have we abandoned him? You see, if we're truly righteous, we're going to continue to be with him. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to trust. We're going to continue to live a virtuous life, no matter what the circumstances. If we're not righteous, we're going to say, God has abandoned me. I'm on my own. I have to do this my way. Good luck. We all know what happens when we do it my way. We wind up in the confessional. It doesn't work. There is only one way that works, and that is doing it God's way, because, as we heard, there is nothing that is mightier than devotion to God. Now, again, we all know that in our heads. Do we believe it? Do we live it? Because it's a whole lot easier just to fit in. It's a whole lot easier to go along to get along, as they say. It's not easy to stand out. It's not easy to be different. It's not easy to be rejected. It is not easy to be persecuted because you actually believe this and live it. Oh, there are loads of people who call themselves Catholic who hardly believe much of what the church teaches. All we have to do is look at the absolute most important point, and that has to do with the Eucharist, and we have less than 25% of people who call them, well, who go to Mass on Sunday, who believe in the Eucharist. Less than 25%. So if we don't believe in Jesus, and we don't believe in his words, we can't live a righteous life. Well, we can be ethical pagans, sure. But we can't be true Christians. So this is what we absolutely need to look at very, very seriously right now. Because things aren't going to slow down. Things are going to speed up. And it's going to get really, really bad. And I keep telling you that, and I know people don't like hearing it, but I'm sorry, I have to tell you the truth. I could sit here and tell you, placate you, and tell you how wonderful everything is and how wonderful you are, and you don't have anything to worry about because Jesus loves you anyway, so you're going straight to heaven. So it's a piece of cake. You got it made. It's a lie. Yet Jesus loves you. That's not a lie. The rest of it is a lie. Do you want the truth or do you not, is what it comes down to. We need to face the truth because we're going to have to live it. Do you want to be truly righteous? Do you want to live a holy life? Now, before you make an answer to that question, keep in mind, on the other side of the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the only people who are going to be there are going to be people who are righteous. That's it. Do you want to be righteous? So you can fit in with the pagan society that's going the wide, smooth, easy way that leads to perdition. You can choose the rough, narrow way. You can choose to do what Jesus said, to become like a little child, to be humble. Or we can be arrogant like our society is. The choice is ours. God's not going to force you to do anything. He's laying it out before you. You have to choose it. Choose wisely. Because your eternal salvation literally depends upon it. We are going into the dungeon. God is not going to abandon us. The question is, are we going to abandon him? Or are we going to be faithful to him and live truly righteous lives?